More than 10,000 refugees from eastern Burma have crossed into Thailand since fighting erupted between government troops and the opposition Democratic Karen Buddhist Army in November after the country's first national elections in two decades. Thailand considers them to be illegal migrants, so they are not allowed in the refugee camps and have little access to humanitarian aid. Instead, they seek shelter in the jungle or in squatter camps. 4 months of continuous fighting in border areas of Burma's Karen state shows no signs of letting up. Sally Thompson of the Thai-Burma Border Consortium says the election has made Thai authorities more reluctant to offer aid to refugees.
The fact that the elections have been held is seen as the start of a new phase, which is not more refugees. The hope from the Thai government and others is that the new phase is that refugees will gradually be able to return back to Burma. So there is not a willingness at this stage to start putting new mechanisms in place that are likely to attract more refugees into Thailand. It would be seen as a, from the Thai government's perspective, if they are to establish more official sites, they consider that would be a pull factor.
Thompson's organization estimates more than 140,000 people from Burma live in 10 refugee camps along the border. Thousands more reside in 9 unofficial camps that the consortium monitors. The lack of health care at home or in Thailand remains a critical issue for the refugees.
Basically, there's no effective health system in eastern Burma. And so people are coming to places like Medao Clinic because it's the only place they can get any health care. There's no health system that's been put in place from the government side. What people have access to is what the ethnic groups themselves have established.
The Metao Clinic, founded by Dr. Cynthia Mong in Nay Sot, provides free health services to refugees. Lok Kwa, a trainee surgeon at the clinic, says since the border was closed in September, they have been seeing fewer patients. Hospital records confirm patient numbers have held at around 10,500 a month, about 2,000 fewer than usual. The clinic's staff says this indicates not that fewer people are sick, but that fewer can reach the clinic and either go without or must have health care come to them. Napa Samula has spent the past 10 years as a member of the Backpack Health Worker Team, a network of more than 300 mobile health care providers who care for those living in conflict areas in Burma. She says the fighting has led to a rise in malaria, diarrhea, maternal and child illnesses, and landmine injuries since November.
Well, it's not changed. There's more fighting. And this year.
More fighting means more patients?
More patients. More fighters follow more patients. More severe cases.
Man Man, the president of the Backpack Health Worker Team, has similar fears.
In terms of the before the election in Burma, we expected that there would become more risky, the more conflict, so we are expected already there, but nobody or international community did not believe to us. But anyway, though, we before the election in Burma, we started actually to prepare the after election, started fighting in the Nyawadi. So during that time, we started to form the seven emergency backpack tent.
Human rights activists and refugees say the conflict escalated after the election as the Burmese army tries to gain control over more Karen territory. Burma's military government has signed peace agreements with several of the country's ethnic militias, including the Democratic Karen Buddhist Army. But none of the ethnic groups agreed with the government demand that they become part of a national border guard, and as a result, fighting has flared up in many parts of the country. A European Union delegation is visiting the border refugee camps this week. The team aims to evaluate new sustainable options for helping the Burmese, even as Thai officials look to repatriate them. Thompson sees the resolution to Burma's refugee crisis as primarily a political one.
Until the ethnic issue is resolved in Burma, the conflict will be ongoing. It's very unlikely, in the short term, that the ethnic issue will be resolved. So it's very likely that we will see sort of low intensity ongoing conflict in the ethnic areas, which will continue to generate new arrivals into Thailand.
Karen refugees began fleeing into Thailand 26 years ago, and aid workers say what originally was seen as a temporary problem has become permanent. The EU says its delegation hopes to come up with ways to help the refugees rebuild their lives and bring them health care, education, and livelihoods. Danielle Bernstein for VOA News, Maysot.